From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on a 10-day four-nation Asia tour visited the demilitarized zone Monday, separating the two Koreas, and reaffirmed U.S. support for South Korea.
And we express the resolve of the people of the United States of America to stand together in the months and years ahead with the people of South Korea to both preserve their freedom and ensure the objective of a denuclearized Korean peninsula.
Pence said the period of strategic patience with Pyongyang over National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said on U.S. television Sunday on ABC's This Week, Washington is working with its allies in countries like China to develop a range of options designed to curb the North's missile and nuclear programs. And again, U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster met with Afghan officials, including President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul, on countering the threats posed by both the Taliban and the rival Islamist insurgency Islamic State. McMaster, the highest-ranking Trump administration official to make the trip, discussed it on the ABC program this week.
What's clear here in Afghanistan is the stakes are high. This is really the modern-day frontier between barbarism and civilization. With those high stakes in mind, recognizing that the Taliban groups that we're fighting here, that the ISIS groups we, alongside really the Afghan forces, are really fighting, and we're just enabling them in the eastern part of the country, are a threat to all civilized peoples.
And he said President Trump has requested political, diplomatic, military, and economic options in that area. This is VOA News.